Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned into the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and I'm excited to be here, and I'm really excited about this interview. But before we get started, we got to start off with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you.
Thank you.
On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we're back. As you know, we're at Noral Toyota. If you didn't know, you can see now. And if you've been watching the show, they're our title sponsor. So big shout out to Fad, Nimmer, Keith, all the boys and girls down at Noral for giving us all the support in the world. We do appreciate it. On that note, let's talk to the man, the myth, the legend. He's the sharpest looking guy at Toyota right now because he's got a fresh haircut. Please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about.
Thank you, Elliot. My name is Joey Osmond. Been in Fort McMurray since 1997. Currently employed here at Noral Toyota, and I'm originally from Fogo Island, Newfoundland.
Okay, sweet. Now, before we get started on anything else, you have a car.
I do have a car.
What kind of car do you have?
I have a 1984 Chrysler New Yorker.
It is a beaut. How did you get your hands on this thing?
Well, it's actually my wife's dad's car.
Right.
He passed away in 98. He bought the car from a gentleman that worked out on site. It was, I think he had about 8,000 kilometers on it when he purchased the car.
Right.
So he bought it for his daughter to drive.
Yeah.
She used it for a few years. And then I think it was, it started to have some mechanical issues and things like that. It was getting a little bit old.
Right.
So she parked it in the garage.
Yeah.
And it's been parked for the past 20 years.
Yeah.
So that's how long we've had that car. Her dad purchased it for her when she was young.
Right.
And it's been in the family, our family, for over 20 years.
Yeah.
Probably about 30 years now.
Yeah.
And last summer I had the opportunity to bring it in here at Noral Toyota after 20 years and finally get it back on the road last summer. So
you actually did get it on the road?
I did get it on the road. It was late in the fall.
It was late.
It was like by October before we finally had the rims and tires on.
Okay.
But so then we parked it. Early November was a late fall.
Yeah.
The snow came, I think it was like mid-November.
Right.
So then I got an opportunity to drive it just briefly before the snow hit the ground.
Nice, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it's parked in the garage now. It's got a new windshield, new tires, new brakes.
I can't wait to go for a ride in this thing.
So
it was like, because I sat in it when it was parked outside, it's mint condition, and it's all original,
too. The interior is all mint condition. There's no scratches. I mean, there's a couple tiny little scratches on the exterior.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's in mint condition, and it's a 2.2-liter turbo. So
nice.
It's exciting. It makes
nice.
A lot of...
So how often are you going to drive this vehicle now, when the weather conditions allow? Is this going to be a daily commuter?
This is going to be a daily commuter. I'm going to use it for the summer.
Yeah?
I'm going to bring it here, during the nice days, and
I love it.
And I'm going to enjoy it. Yeah. I mean,
nice.
It's going to bring back some memories and get the kids in there again and get the wife. And it's going to be fun. It'll be a lot of fun this summer.
That's awesome.
So we, my wife and her family, they usually have a family reunion every year in Edmonton.
Okay.
And it's usually on the Canada Day long weekend.
Okay.
So my goal this year is to get the car ready and have it at the family reunion. I think it's going to be a big surprise for the family. A lot of the people haven't seen this car in over 20 years. So it's going to be a little bit of a presentation at the family reunion this year.
That's cool. No hate goes out for guys who buy cars and park them. I get it. These classic cars are expensive. There's a lot of work. There's a lot of money. If something goes wrong, you can't get the parts. So I totally understand guys babying their cars.
Yeah.
I'm the exact opposite. I bought my classic car to drive it.
Yeah.
And I drive it. So I love when I talk to somebody who has a car and they're like, no, I'm going to drive the wheels off this thing.
And this car has a lot of sentimental value too. So a lot of vehicles, when you get those older cars, they don't have a lot of value anymore. But this particular car had a lot of sentimental value.
That's right.
So when I brought it into the shop at first, the guys were like, Joey, I don't know, it's a lot of work we're going to have to put into that thing. And are you sure you really want to invest and put the money into it?
That's right.
And I said, yeah, let's do it.
That's so awesome, man.
It was a good investment, and I'm happy.
No doubt. It's a slick-looking car, too, man.
It is. It's beautiful.
It's slick. So how long have you been at Noral for?
I started here last year in March, so it's been 1 year and about 2 weeks now.
Yeah, and so you've been in Fort Mac for a long time now, though.
Yes.
So and we were talking to one of your other coworkers who's born and raised here, who's been here a long time as well. Obviously, you've been in the community a while. There's other dealerships that you could have potentially gone to. Why did you choose Noral to be the place where you wanted to call home for?
Actually, the reason why I came to Noral was a personal friend of mine gave a reference. He wanted, I was thinking about switching careers.
Yeah.
I've been in sales for over 20 years.
Okay.
Sales is a unique position. It's something that, you know, takes a special person, I guess, to be able to deal with customers and to be able to win them over, right? So after 20 years, I thought, you know, maybe it's time for me to try something new, something different, maybe a different career.
Right.
A lot of my friends and people, they encouraged me to stay in the sales market. So I had a friend who worked on site.
Yeah,
and he's good friends here with the managers, so he said that maybe I should try to come and work here at Noral Toyota, just to give it one more opportunity in the sales field, and to see how it would work out. And this past year has been amazing. It's been, I really wish I had came here a lot earlier than this past year,
because I
feel that, you know, this is a good company, it's a good family business, we're all like brothers and sisters here.
Yeah.
So I really, it's a good company, I'm happy to be here.
That's awesome. Yeah, you could have come earlier, you could have got that car back on the road a lot sooner.
Could have had that on the road, you know, maybe 15 years ago, but it's nice to have a shop out back and have mechanics here to support me if I need anything like that.
Yeah.
Last week I had my truck into the shop, I had an oil change done here.
Yeah.
So it's good, I can get any kind of work. I needed a power steering hose replaced on my truck.
Yeah.
Little things like that, our shop is really good. You know, they can bring in, if you have any kind of off markets, we obviously we're a Toyota dealership.
Yeah.
But if a customer has, you know, some other brands that they'd like to bring here, we do other work on stuff like that.
Yeah.
So power steering, brakes, and tires. We have 17 different brands of tires that we sell here.
Yeah.
So we have the lowest price in town.
Yeah.
Price
and you guarantee. Guys store the tires too.
We store the tires here for the customer. So
it's amazing.
I have multiple customers that I've sold vehicles to.
Mm-hmm.
They've purchased winter tires.
Yeah.
And we have the winter tires coming off here now in the next couple of weeks, and we'll be putting those away for the summer.
That's right.
And we'll be putting on the summer tires.
Yeah.
And it's a good program. Customers don't have to keep those tires at home in their garage.
That's right.
You know, they can just leave them here and they're safe, and they don't have to worry about theft or damage or anything like
that. That's right. Or even like throwing your back out, just lifting them.
Yeah. So even that.
Who's got time to change tires too?
Nobody
I'll let Noral do that.
Let's
Thank
let
you
Noral
very much.
Take care of all
right.
that. Let's go and enjoy our cars.
Very cool. So, why did you move to Fort McMurray? Came all the way from Newfoundland. That's a far drive.
Yeah, it was my brother actually was here.
Okay.
He moved up here, I think it was around 94.
Okay.
So, I was about 15, 16 years old at the time. So, when I graduated at 18 years old, he invited me to move to Fort McMurray with him. And so, I came here, and about a year later, I met my wife. And then we got a place together, and I moved out, and he's back in Newfoundland now, and I've been here for the past almost 25 years now, and married, two kids, so, yeah.
Okay, cool. Listen, man, time flies. I just got the signal. We're out. We're done.
Out. That's
I know.
It.
That's it. I'm telling you.
Well,
people,
thank you, Ellen.
Everybody gets shocked, so thank you, and listen, there's so many, I could have rambled. You and me talk every time I come, so please feel free to come back on the show again and again and again. We'd love to have you as a guest. We'll get you to the studio next time. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mics, the camera, and the lights. Have fun.
I'd just like to say thank you to all the customers that I've had in the last year here at Noral Toyota. Just wanted to say thank you to Keith and Fad for giving me the opportunity to work here at Noral Toyota and practice my my craft. Thank you to Elliot for giving me the opportunity to be on the show today. And I just wish everybody a good 2022. Work hard, be safe, and take care.
Cool, good shout out, my man. All right, well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as McMurray Denture Center for sponsoring the Mac City Minute. We really do appreciate everybody's support, so thank you. On that note, I hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
talk about quenching your ugly thirst.